Nyamiga is a secret underground river hidden in pipes, and one of the most ancient streets of the city is named after it. This mysterious street, which was destroyed and rebuilt several times, is like a ghost of an old Minsk. According to one of the legends, the most romantic one, the name Nyamiga comes from the Lithuanian word insomnia. Sometimes it seems that this place is a magical code of the city, and when you try to unravel it, you can not only trace the fate of Minsk in its historical perspective, but even have a look into the future. In our new podcast, we will try to solve this riddle and get the true vibe of this place. Although the names Nyamiga and Minsk were first mentioned in the chronicles together, many researchers still argue about whether our city was originally found on the banks of the Nyamiga River. It is reported in one of the earliest Russian chronicle vaults, A Tale of Bygone Years, that in 1067 the Kiev princess Yaroslavichi unleashed war against the prince of Polotsk Vsyaslav the Sorcerer. They destroyed Minsk and then went to Nyamiga. It was right there where the evil battle took place. Where was Minsk located then? And where was Nyamiga? And what did the chronicler mean? The Nyamiga River or the settlement of the same name? According to one of the versions, Minsk then stood where the river Mienka met the river Ptichka. Its settlement ceased to exist in the middle of the 11th century, and almost immediately in the second half of the same century, the construction of the citadel began right where the Nyamiga River flowed into Svislich. The remains of the ancient fortress were first discovered during the construction of the park highway, the current Prospekt Peramozhtso, in 1945. And thoroughly investigated by archaeologists in the 80s, when the construction of the Nyamiga metro station began. The castle occupied an area of 3 hectares, had the shape of a semicircle and was surrounded by ramparts and wooden fortifications. The unfortified settlements of the townspeople where they lived and worked began to grow rapidly around it. Soon the territory of the settlement spread to the opposite bank of the river Svislich, where the Troyetskaya suburb is now located. One of the most interesting finds discovered at the site of the former citadel are the remains of a stone church. It was found in the cultural layer at the depth of about 8.5 meters. Archaeologists think that the construction of the church began at the end of the 11th, early 12th centuries, but was never finished, either because there was not enough rare materials, like limestone imported from God knows where, or because of wars and political distractions. In the 12th century, the church was used as a burial place, and at the beginning of the 13th century, there already was a street paved with logs. Today, the foundation of the ancient stone temple is located near the eastern wall of the House of Physical Culture, at the depth of 1.5 meters. Not far from there, you can find a modern imitation of the church foundation, which is laid out with that very limestone. Archaeological evidence suggests that Nyamiga Street began to form from the castle gates along a small but full-flowing river at the beginning of the 13th century. Earlier, an old trade route heading from the southwest passed here. The Nyamiga River was flowing right in the middle of the street up to the First World War, but by the beginning of the 20th century it became fairly shallow and turned into a stream, which was soon covered with wooden flooring. The stream used to overflow in spring, autumn, and during heavy rains, flooding the street and the market square. It caused a lot of trouble to the local people. In order to calm the wayward flow, in 1926 it was put into a collector and the street was piled with cobblestones. In 1955, the upper course of the river was sent to the collector as well. But even now in the 21st century, Minskers are used to the fact that on the heavy rain days, the mysterious Nyamiga often gets flooded. At the beginning of the 17th century, Nyamiga Street was just about 4.5 meters wide and looked like a continuous corridor of the Baroque and Classical houses. The houses were 2 or 3 floors high, they stood pressed close to each other and formed depth yards with service spaces, so-called wells. You could get inside through forged and wooden gates in the arches, which were locked with bolts for the night. Besides living areas, there were many small shops. At about the same time, the small Orthodox community in Minsk decided to establish a monastery and a stone church. In 1611, the Orthodox princess Drutskaya Horskaya gave the community a piece of land at the corner of Nyamiga and Rakovskaya streets, and 52 wealthy citizens donated money for the construction. In 1620, the the construction of the Cathedral of the Holy Apostles Peter and Paul was completed. For almost 200 years, this church, which is now modestly hidden behind the building of the Fashion Center, was the only place of the Orthodox faith in Minsk. In the turbulent years of the struggle of Catholic Uniate and Orthodox churches, the temple gradually decayed. In 1790s, when the Polish-Lithuanian Commonwealth was divided for the second time and Minsk became a part of the Russian Empire, Empress Catherine II made a generous donation to restore the church. The temple was renamed into St. Catherine Cathedral. During the French occupation of 1812, Napoleon's troops used the church as a herring warehouse. So when they were gone, the church had to be restored once again. Today, the Peter and Paul Cathedral is one of the oldest buildings in Minsk and the only monument of Renaissance architecture preserved in the city. In the early 1880s, the street was burned almost to the ground. It was rebuilt in a hurry, and city planners did not really care much about the looks and the quality of materials. There was still no sewage system. Instead, gutters along the street and cesspools right in the narrow courtyards were used. Half a century later, it played a cruel joke to the area. The houses started to molder away by the minute. Nemiha became the dirtiest and most uncomfortable place of the capital. And starting 1934, all urban plans promised that it would be demolished completely. Nevertheless, in the 18th and 19th centuries, Nemiha still was the main shopping street of Minsk. Together with Zibitskaya and Rakovskaya, it formed the lower market and connected the trade areas on Troitskaya suburb and Romanovskaya Sloboda. Houseware, fabrics, clothes, animals, street food – here the citizens of Minsk could buy anything. Nearby, there were fish and sea markets as well. From sun to sun, carriages were scurrying around and merchants were touting their clients. If we could travel to the very center of the endless stream, we would have heard Polish, Belarusian, Russian, and most often Jewish speech. As far back as 1579, the Grand Duke of Lithuania and the Polish King Stefan Batory presented to the Jews of Minsk the land by the river to build a chapel. The old, or called synagogue, was erected in the 16th and 17th centuries on the corner of Nemiha and Shkolnaya streets. Altogether with the new synagogue, the women's prayer room and classes for boys, it was named Jewish Schools. Although this monument of architecture has not survived to this day, you can imagine how vibrant and lively the old Nemiha was. Jewish artisans, jewelers, tailors, hairdressers and watchmakers lived and worked in half-wooden, half-stone, colorful two-story buildings. Poor townspeople also lived there modestly, sometimes a few families in one apartment. There were many synagogues and prayer houses in that area, and restless city life was boiling. All this was going on until the Second World War, when Nemiha became part of the Minsk ghetto and its inhabitants suffered a sad fate. Unlike most of the central parts of the city, Nemiha didn't suffer during World War II that much. Only a few buildings were destroyed, so at the end of the 40s, all the trade and business came back here. All kinds of shops, workshops for repairing clothes, shoes and household accessories reopened in the remaining houses. Old-timers say that in the first post-war years the whole city used to be here, and local sellers knew the regular customers by sight and usually had slow conversations with them. By the end of the 60s, young public parks grew up on the side of destroyed buildings and temporary trade pavilions. In 1966, the building of the Industrial Institute appeared behind the old houses on the hill going down from Ploshcha Svobody to Nemiha Street. It was the first high-rise building in the city. A stylish minimalist structure of solid concrete and glass was supposed to represent the beginning of a new era that was very impressive for the citizens of Minsk. The next year, right across the street, in front of the Peter and Paul Cathedral, the Republican House of Models was built. Later, it was decorated with the famous bas-relief called Solidarity. In the early 70s, when the population of Minsk increased significantly, the city had to unload the traffic on Lenina Avenue, the current Prospekt Nezalezhnosti. The backup street was supposed to pass through Nemiha, so the old houses had to be demolished. Shortly before this, the mysterious Nemiha demonstrated its time-worn charm for the last time and became the backdrop for the movie Ruins Shoot, dedicated to the local heroes of the war. Gradually, year after year, a new, more familiar face of Nemiha began to form. In 1975, the long-term construction of the Snow White House started. This is the one that stands near McDonald's and ends near KFC. It's also called the Long One because it's really 400 meters long. In 1993, the trade house Nanyamiya was opened and it became the last city department store of the Soviet time. The modern view of the opposite, eastern part of the street was completely formed only a few years ago. Today, the Nanyamiya district is very popular with the locals and guests of the capital. Perhaps it's one of the most charismatic and authentic areas of the city. Therefore, life is always boiling here. Young people ride skateboards and bicycles, businessmen rush to small cozy restaurants for meetings, elderly couples stroll along the embankment or old narrow streets. A real gem of the capital, a quiet historical corner of the Troyetskaya Podnestya or the Trinity suburb, is also located here. The renovated Zibitskaya Street, full of cheerful bars and clubs, is on the opposite bank of the river. Over the past half century, Nanyamiya has changed beyond recognition, and new places and glass skyscrapers are growing. But no matter how much its appearance changes, it still attracts citizens like a magnet. Nanyamiya is always crowded and noisy, but if you stand still in the midst of the people flow and stand there for a minute, you will feel the magic of this beautiful ancient place, catch a delicate connection with a changing city, and understand that you share the same history with this very place.